The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 28. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast. With me, your host, Leo Sowers. I'm recording this midweek and plan to get it up kind of later on in the weekend. So if I miss some news, that's kind of what happened. That said, Gino the Liberty Dog is not with me again, but he's coming soon. He's coming soon. In a few weeks, he will be here. And before we jump into this week's topics, I want to remind you guys about the Coffee Break Liberty store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, you'll see a tab for the store, and I want you to click on that tab, and when you do, you're going to see the best mugs you've ever seen. I'm talking the best mugs. You think you've seen good mugs? Wait till you get a load of my mugs. That is a horrible saying, but I'm going to stick with it for right now. But you're going to see these mugs with libertarian-esque symbology and slogans, and it's more than mugs, though, too. You get laptop cases, phone cases, stickers, things like that. So go check it out at coffeebreakliberty.com. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to hang out there for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I want you to sign up for that newsletter, because when you do, when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm telling you, you're going to get the best thing. You're going to get 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go check it out, sign up for the newsletter, get that discount code, and then get yourself a mug. This week I wanted to talk about what I've kind of brought up on the Facebook page. And for those who aren't tracking, I'm telling you, follow me on the Facebook page, the Coffee Break Liberty Facebook page. That's where most of the updates come from. There's some stuff on Twitter, but that's on my personal. I don't use the Coffee Break Liberty Twitter account. What was going on in the Facebook page and what I was commenting on with some of the followers there and the people that like the page, and I appreciate all 2,020 of you. I really do. But I had pointed out that the time for political action, mass noncompliance, you know, this, the idea that mass noncompliance is the way forward, we're past that. That's what we collectively have been trying to do for a year and a half. They're going to lose, but mass noncompliance, I'm not saying don't give it up. I want to be clear. I'm not saying don't give up mass noncompliance. But that shouldn't be your only plan. This is going to be a tough road. This can be very tough for a lot of people. I myself might find myself unemployed. And that's the truth. That's the reality of it. So in my personal life, and you all should be doing this too, making steps, taking steps to where you can supplement your income. You have different revenue streams, more than one. You all need more than one revenue stream, be it a side hustle, some other revenue stream. Affiliate marketing can be a side hustle if you are blessed enough to have enough money to buy a house and rent it out or something like that. Rent out a room in your house. There are ways to supplement your income, and you all need to be doing it. If you're in a position like me, that's for sure. We should be doing it anyways. And I'm not trying to sound like a black pill, and I'm not trying to black pill anybody, you know, like, oh, this is all despair, but this is going to get tough, guys. This is going to get tough. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And I don't want anybody to, you know, fall to despair, right? I want you guys to realize this is, you know, it's going to be tough, but we're going to win this. And when we come out on the other side, which we all will, we're all going to come out on the other side of this. Gosh, you're going to be glad you are on the right side. You're going to be glad you are preparing. You're going to be glad that you created a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth stream of income. Especially if you luck out. I say luck out. Especially if you're blessed in a way that you don't lose your job. Some of us are going to be faced with that decision, and I don't fault anybody. I don't fault anybody for making whatever decision they're going to make. I don't. And those that do, we ain't got time for you. Because if you're seriously going to sit there
and tell somebody who's got kids and a wife and they're the only one that works, and you say, well, if you take the vaccine, you're just not principled. Dude, my political affiliation means nothing to me and my family. And I don't even have kids or a wife, but that means nothing. Protecting my family, the ones I love and care about most, political affiliation, my principles on liberty. No, no, no. You come and attack and try to take food out of their mouths, that's what comes first. So to be clear, I just want to get that out there too. You know, anybody that's going to try and shame somebody for taking the vaccine when they've been so against it, you're a dirtbag. You're a scumbag. You have no place in this movement. You're not needed. You're not advancing the movement whatsoever. Everybody's got different walks of life. Everybody's got different responsibilities. If you feel that strongly about it, and I'm sure some people do, and you can walk away, I mean, do it, you know? I mean, if you can, I would of course suggest maybe do it, but who am I? I'm not the one that's got to feed your kids. That's you. I'm not the one that's got to put food in the fridge and food on the table. That's you. So you got to do what's right for you. You know, there's this false idea for somewhere, you know, I think it starts kind of in with the story of the 300, Leonidas and his 300, right? But there's this false idea, this bad idea in Western ways of thinking and philosophy, right? Everybody wants to be a martyr. There's no reason to be a martyr. What does that get you? A folk song? Somebody's going to write a folk song about you? I mean, unless you're Jesus, there's no real reason to be a martyr right now. I know I'm going off the rails there, but that's just how I feel. There's the time for political action it's past, right? You're not going to vote your way out of this. You're going to insulate yourself from this, and the waves will stop crashing. The tide will eventually go away, and that may be what we have to do. We may just have to weather this storm, guys. The way you do it best is by insulating yourself with multiple streams of income. And I can't tell you exactly how to do all of that. I really wish I could. I wish I could tell everybody what they need to do to get those, that second, that third, that fourth stream of income. I really wish I could tell you what you need to do that. Because if I knew exactly what you and your personal life need to do to get that, to achieve those goals, I would tell you. But I don't. I can make suggestions, and by all means, ask away, and I will suggest away. I will try and give you ideas, some things that I've done. But I know my situation is definitely different than yours. And aside from just trying to create multiple streams of income, another thing we need to focus on is our communities, your neighbors, your churches, if you are politically active, your political groups, people that you associate with voluntarily because you want to. Not people that you're, you know, forced to associate with and that you don't want to, but people that you willfully and, you know, you want to associate with. Find these communities. Find these local communities. You can find them online too, but you're going to want to find local ones, people that you can actually physically connect with. This is how you start helping each other out. This is how you can start creating those multiple streams of income. You can, you know, it's easier for a group of people to insulate themselves from what's going on than just one person. It can be done. Don't get me wrong. If you're an individual, it can be done. But if you have a community of 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 like-minded people working together, you can insulate yourself from what the federal government and all these other governments seem to be lining up to do right now. And wherever you find that community, you know, make sure it's people you want to associate with. And a little shout out to the people in the chats right now. So, you know, if you're like a Vikings fan and you know you've got that much of a connection with somebody, or an OU fan, connect with them. You know, if that's the community you want to be with. But I'm telling you, make sure it's a community that's going to help you insulate you from what's going on, that's going to help you thrive and grow, right? You want to use the word tribe, go ahead and use that word, right? So we've gone over that you need to start coming up with ways to insulate yourself from what's going on. The time for political action has expired. I'm not one to say don't vote, it's whatever, but your focus should not be
You know, if you're spending the majority of your time right now trying to get so-and-so elected, you're not spending it wisely. You're not spending it wisely. You're trying to play a game that we're not allowed to play, if that makes sense, right? They made the game, and they don't want us to play. Because our ideas, our lifestyle, the way we want to live and be left alone isn't compatible with what they want to do. Which is why I say you need to get involved in local communities around you, your neighbors, things like that. Ensure that they're like-minded, that they all have, you know, you all have a common set of goals to be it left alone. And, you know, this is how you start insulating each other, helping each other, be it through farming, labor, things like that. You know, you localize this stuff. But I'm telling you, me voting for the city council member of the town I live in, whatever, sure, I don't mind wasting an hour to go do that. I'll go do that. I'll waste an hour to do that. But I'm not going to spend 4 hours a day trying to get somebody I would prefer elected. I probably won't even spend 30 minutes a day. Probably not even 10. Political action is not the way we're going to get out of this. It's not the way we're going to weather the storm. You know, and there, you know, there are politicians that are doing the right thing. There are. But honestly, to what effect? At the federal level, you have Thomas Massie and Rand Paul. And I love the guys, but what have they done? They've done nothing. They're a voice of reason up there, I'll say that, right? They're a voice of reason, and Rand is pretty good at making Fauci look like a dimwit. But in reality, what have they done? They've done nothing. They've been that light at the end of the tunnel, and it seems to kind of be getting further and further away. And that's no slam on them. Like I said, I think they're doing the right stuff, but, you know, trying to get your favorite politician elected isn't, I don't know, you should be spending your time doing something else. You should be spending your time trying to insulate yourself from the government so it doesn't matter who's elected, right? You know, imagine you spend, you know, if you spend an hour trying to get a politician elected every day, maybe 30 minutes, what if you focus that energy on learning a new skill, starting a garden, learning how to create a new craft, making a website, starting a podcast that hardly anybody listens to. It's all good. You're doing something else that can produce income or that can lower your bills in another way. I mean, producing food is a real important one if it gets, you know, really bad, right? I'm not saying totally just ditch. I want to be clear. I'm not saying totally ditch the political thing. Don't just totally give the middle finger. And if you do, I totally understand. But for those that spend so much of their time and so much of their money and effort, you know, I know people that that's all they do for 10 hours a day, 10, 12, 13 hours a day, is try and get somebody else elected. You're doing the wrong stuff. And hopefully nobody that I'm listening, or that's listening rather, does that. But I know there are people that do, and I don't want you guys to fall into that trap. I don't want you to focus your energy where it doesn't need to be focused, because that politician isn't going to do anything for you. They don't know you. They're not the ones that have to provide food for you and your family. That's on you. We are going to win this. We are. But it's not through political action. It never was going to be through political action. You know, that reminds me, I was seeing the fella up in Appalachia, and he wants to start the Appalachian State. He's petitioning the leaders of the counties in Virginia and that area to break away from the union. Fine, fair enough. The problem with that is you're replacing it with another government. You're trying to break away. And I mean, it's a mute point, right? Like he's just wasting his time. But I can still see, you know, hey, he's
being an activist. He's putting some effort into it, but he needs to be putting more effort into insulating himself. Yeah, you want to break away from the union. That's fine. I get it. I totally understand it. But you're going to call your, you know, members of your county council or whatever board of electorates and try and get them to break away from the union? Nah, that's you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. And let's say you were successful and the best thing happened, right? You were successful and the U.S. government left you alone. What you've done is replace one government with another. That's all you've done. We're going to win this, but it's not through political action. It's not through getting your county to break away and still have a government. It's through things like increasing your revenue streams. It's through things like learning how to grow food. Honestly, that is a big one. If nothing, if, you know, because, you know, let's presume it doesn't get down to where you need to actually grow your own food. It's a good skill to learn. It's a good thing to teach your kids. It's very therapeutic. And the food you're going to be growing is going to be better quality than what you get in the grocery store. And eventually you will be able to save money off of it. And you can turn it into another revenue stream. Yeah, it requires time. Of course it does. Everything does. Learning a new skill requires time. But we all do it. We all learned how to type because we saw the benefit in it, right? Or maybe we didn't see the benefit in it, but now we definitely see the benefit in it whenever you learned how to type. We're going to win this. It's going to be tough. Some of us right now are about to have some really tough roads, I being one of them. But we're going to make this through to the other side. And when we do, we're going to high-five the heck out of each other. Be like, yeah. Glad we did it our way. I'm glad we did what we knew was right because we're going to win this. All right, guys, before I sign off this week, I want to remind you of the affiliate program that I am a part of. I'm calling it the Leo Sours Deal. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a tab next to the store page. It's the affiliate tab. I want you to click on it and read about it. Essentially, though, what it is it's a description of, well, my affiliate program, and then there's a banner for Bluehost. And Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. So when you want to get that website, and you should all want to get that website, right? That's a way to try and insulate yourself, another way to try and create another revenue stream for yourself. So when you want to get that website, and you should all want to make a website, go through my affiliate tab and use Bluehost. You're going to get a discounted rate, and then you're going to get free advertising on the podcast, the social medias. You're going to reach thousands of people with free advertising and a discounted rate on your first website. So go check it out at coffeebreakliberty.com under that affiliate tab. A bit of programming notes. Next week may be a little tough. I'm in the process of moving. We'll see if I can get anything out. If not, hopefully I can write something. It's been a while since I've written something, so that'd be kind of nice to do as well. But just remember, guys, we're going to win this. And until the next time, take care.